protecting our eyes during an eclipse. Because to tell you the truth, and hang on, I keep this handy. I don't like a lot of conspiracy stuff. I didn't like the way conspiracy stuff went during the last Donald Trump presidency and certainly during COVID-19. But I do keep this tinfoil hat, and I do keep it nearby just in case it's needed. I'm worried. I'm worried going into April the 8th. I see all of these things advertising eclipse glasses or stories saying, nah, you can't even get them anymore. They're sold out. So many people have bought eclipse glasses, you can't even get them anymore. Yeah. Do you trust being able to look up into the sky at an eclipse when we've been told all our lives, if there's a thing you shouldn't look up at, it's the sun, and especially when it's covered over by something else? Joining us right now is someone who may be able to help us out here. Dr. Martin Spirl is an optometrist and president of the Canadian Association of Optometrists. Dr. Spirl, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm worried for people. Do you think that's justified, or am I just overreacting like I sometimes do?
Well, the worry is justified, but at the same time, there's plenty of great ways to take advantage of this phenomenon in a very safe way. So we could talk about, you know, what are the risks and also how to mitigate those with proper viewing.
Okay, well then let's do that. Let's get to the risks first. Why is it that we are told, hey, don't look at the sun, and especially don't look at the sun if we've got the sun, the moon, and the earth all lined up and it's an eclipse? Don't do that. Why do we hear that?
Yeah, excellent question, and it's a great point. So you said it great in the sense that it's really the sun that's dangerous for our eyes. So looking directly at the sun could cause some damage in the back of the eye at a tissue known as the retina, which is responsible for our vision. Now, this damage could happen by looking at the sun directly any day of the year. But in normal times, the sun's glare is so powerful that our tendency, if we look directly at the sun, is it's so uncomfortable that we look away. When the sun will be partially covered during the eclipse, that tendency to look away will diminish because the sun won't be as bright, but just as dangerous.
So as much as we think, oh, no, no, it's covered over. It's kind of like when I put on a mask, you can't see my face. The sun's rays are still getting through.
They're still getting through, and the reflex to look away will go down. The pupils, because it may be a little less bright, will dilate more, which means actually more of those rays, even though they're partially covered, are going to the back of the eye as well. And that's where the danger comes from. It's really the sun and not the actual eclipse itself that poses the danger.
Right. Okay. We're talking with Dr. Martin Spirl, who is the president of the Canadian Association of Optometrists. So when we're talking about ways to actually, I guess it's enjoy the eclipse, we have the pinhole camera that people have made in schools before. But Dr. Spirl, we hear about eclipse glasses. They're being sold. I don't know if I'd feel comfortable putting on what look like heavy-duty sunglasses and firing my vision right at the sun after what you just said.
Right. So we want to make sure that there are eclipse glasses that are available through reputable sources. At the Canadian Association of Optometrists website, we actually have some great information about how to view the eclipse safely. Also linked to that site is vendors that are partnered with reputable sources. So we've partnered with the Royal Canadian Astronomical Society and the American Astronomical Society, who have links for purchasing safe solar eclipse glasses, which are verified by an international norm, the ISO 123122.
Okay.
So those are ways to get proper eclipse glasses. But as you said, anything could be out there, and the risks of purchasing something that doesn't meet these norms or says that it meets these norms when it actually doesn't is high. So it's really important not only that it meets the norms, but that we're purchasing these glasses from a reputable source.
Because let's get to the other end. Let's say that the sun's rays do damage your retinas. What kind of damage are we talking about, and can anything be done about it?
Yeah, so that's a very serious incident that could happen. It's the main thing that we're worried about is what's called solar retinopathy. So that tissue in the back of the eye, the retina, it doesn't have any pain receptors. So if the sun's partially covered and there's no glare, it's not that painful to actually look at the sun, but the damage is there, and it may come hours to days later. So we could see that damage in the back of the eye taking place after viewing the eclipse for a certain amount of time.
And can that damage do something that could take away parts of our vision in any way?
Yeah, exactly. So that damage, depending on where you're looking at, if you're looking at head-on, will affect the central vision. So what we use for reading, recognizing faces, and fine vision. So really an important part of our day-to-day lives, which could be permanently damaged.
Okay, so let's take the eclipse, but take it with a grain of salt and make sure that we're covered off. If you're buying eclipse glasses, can you give that to us one more time, Dr. Spiro? Things we should be looking for on a pair of eclipse glasses?
Yeah, ISO 123122. That's the international norm for safety. And making sure that comes from a reputable source, such as the Royal Canadian Astronomical Society or the American Astronomical Society, or talking with your local optometrist, who will probably very much know or may have some eclipse glasses. Our clinic, we have them available for our patients. So talking to your eye care provider is also a great source for information as well.
Yeah, and we have a thing in news writing that goes, when in doubt, leave it out. If you feel in doubt, you don't have to look at the sky. There will be many videos of this eclipse that you can watch for many years to come. Dr. Spiro, we really appreciate you taking some time for us today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
We'll talk soon. Take care.
Take care.
That's Dr. Martin Spiro, optometrist and president of the Canadian Association of Optometrists.